哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Peace be with you, all brothers and sisters。
今天晚上我们一起来学习的题目是“求你鉴察我”。
This evening, our topic for mutual encouragement is, "O Lord, please search me."
我们看一件东西，可以从外面来看。
When we look at something, we look at it on the surface.
也可以从远处来看。
We can also look at it from afar.
看起来都没有什么不好。
And it might look very good.
但是如果你用很仔细的角度来观察。
But if you look at it in detail,
可能你会发觉说很多你没有想到要看到的东西。
Perhaps you will notice a lot of things that you didn't notice before.
比如说你要买一个房子。
For example, if you're buying a house,
你第一次去看，看到外面很漂亮。
The first time you see it, you saw that it's very beautiful from the outside.
很喜欢。
And you like it a lot.
你要去买房子了。
And you want to buy it.
但是你要安心，你要去验那个房子。
But in order so that you can be rest assured, you have to have an inspection done.
请一个专家，整个房子仔细来看一看。
To hire an inspector to examine the house.
哇，这个发觉这里漏过水，这里又破了。
And then the inspector might find out that there were leakings before and there were some holes in different places.
或是我们不懂看珠宝的人，我们看哦，每一个珠宝都很漂亮。
Or if we want to buy jewelries and we are not experts and we think all of them are beautiful.
我们看钻石，这个很闪啊，很亮啊。
We look at some diamonds, we see that they're shining very brightly.
因为我们不会看。
But because we're not experts.
所以每一颗都差不多。
So every diamond looks like the same.
但是专家呢，因为他有一个很大的一个放大镜。
But the specialists are different.
他仔细的看一看。
It's like they have a magnifying glass. They can examine them thoroughly.
这个钻石好。
They know which diamond is the best.
里面呢没有瑕疵。
Because there's no flaw inside.
这个钻石是一等的，因为它有一点瑕疵。
And another diamond may be second class because there's some flaws.
这个是假的，这个是玻璃做的，这个是塑胶做的。
And the other one might not even be a diamond at all. It's made of a glass.
同样，我们人呢，每一个人都长得差不多，都是两颗眼睛，一个嘴巴，一个鼻子。
In the same way, every person is roughly the same. We all have two eyes, one nose, and one mouth.
我们都是坐在这边听道理。
And we all sit here to listen to sermon.
我们都是来教会。
We all come to church.
但是呢，在神面前，我们却是不一样的。
But before God, we are different.
因为神呢，可以用他全能的眼光来鉴察我们每一个人。
Because God can use his almighty eyes to examine us and each one of us.
知道我们里面到底有没有什么瑕疵。
And know if there are flaws inside our hearts.
所以我们的祷告啊，求其实就是要求神来鉴察我们。
So in our prayer, we have to ask God to search us.
因为很多东西也是自己看不到自己的。
Because there are a lot of things that we can't even see.
我们来看诗篇的一百三十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalm 139.
第一节。
Verse 1. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me.
这里圣经告诉我们这一篇说，神啊，你已经鉴察我，已经认识我了。
Here it says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me.
没有人比神更认识我们。
No one can know us more than the Lord.
有时候我们以为自己很认识我们自己。
Sometimes we feel like we know ourselves the best.
其实我们不是很认识自己。
But in fact, it's not so.
起码我们不很认识我们自己的软弱在哪里。
At the very least, we don't know our weaknesses.
我们可能很了解我们的长处。
Perhaps we know very well what our strengths are.
但是大部分的我们都不是很了解我们自己的短处。
But most of us don't really know our weaknesses and shortcomings.
因为如果真的了解，
Because if we truly know them,
我们就不会不断地重复我们的错犯。
We won't repeat those mistakes again and again.
但是人呢，就常常重复自己的过错了。
But human beings, we often do our mistakes over and over again.
所以这是我们不是很了解自己。
And this is because we don't know ourselves well.
但是诗人这里说。
But here the psalmist said,
神啊，你已经鉴察过我了。
O Lord, you have searched me.
就从头到尾，从里到外，你都看过了。
From top to bottom, from inside out, you have searched me.
你已经认识我了。
And you know me.
第二节。
Verse 2. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar.
这里说，我坐下，我起来，你都知道。
Here it says, you know when I sit and when I rise.
你从远处知道我的意念。
You perceive my thoughts from afar.
我们人不太晓得对方想什么。
among people, we usually can't understand what others are thinking.
如果你跟他讲话，可能会猜想他在想什么。
If you speak to someone, perhaps you can guess what this person might be thinking.
但是也不一定会猜得对。
But your guess might not be right.
但神就不一样。
But God is different.
你从很远的地方还没有来到他面前，他都知道你想什么。
From afar, even before you come to the Lord, He already knows what you think.
你还没有讲出口，神都知道你想什么。
Before you speak a word, God already knew.
所以神其实都知道。
So God knows it all.
但是有时候我们不知道，神知道这些事情。
But sometimes we don't know that God knows it.
所以一个信仰的过程。
So throughout the process of our faith.
我们的祷告。
Our prayers.
我们常常祷告，对不对？
We often pray.
但是我们祷告的时候有没有做这个过程？
But in our prayer, have we gone through this process?
有没有求神帮助我们来检查我们自己？
Have we asked God to search me and to help us search ourselves?
因为神才知道我们自己不知道。
Because only God knows us.
所以这里说知道我们的很多东西。
So here it says that the Lord knows a lot about us.
那我们的祷告要求神检查我们的什么呢？
So what should we ask the Lord to search for?
第二节说，你知道我的意念。
In verse 2, it says, you perceive my thoughts.
我们也看23节。
Let's turn to verse 23. Verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts.
第24节。
Verse 24, see if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting.
诗人的祷告，他的结束，他的开头跟结束都是一个重要的观念。
The beginning and the conclusion of the psalmist's prayer is the same and it contains this important concept.
求神，神啊，你要检查我的意念，看看有没有不好的东西。
He asked the Lord to search him and his thoughts to see if there is any offensive way.
为什么他那么强调求神一定要检查他的心思意念呢？
Why did he emphasize so much on God searching his heart and his thoughts?
因为人的一生所有的行为都是由他的意念来控制的。
Because all the deeds of a person is controlled by his thoughts.
他有好的意念就会有好的行为。
Good thoughts would give good deeds.
有不好的意念就会有不好的行为。
Bad thoughts would lead to bad deeds.
我们看箴言的第四章。
Let's turn to Psalm 4.
箴言的第四章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 4.
四章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23.Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
这里圣经告诉我们。
Here the Bible tells us.
你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。
Above all else, guard your heart.
因为它是一生的果效。
For it is the wellspring of life.
我们的行为都是从心里发出来的。
Our deeds come from our heart.
只有你保守你的心，你就可以保守你的行为了。
Only when you guard your heart, can you guard your behavior.
今天我们为什么会？坐在会堂里面。
Today, why are we sitting here in the chapel?
因为你的心想来教会。
Because your heart wants to come to church.
你的心想说，我来亲近神对我有好处。
Your heart urges you to come and be close to God.
我来亲近神会很快乐。
That it tells you that when you come before God, you will be joyful.
是你的心叫你来的。
It's your heart that urged you to come.
为什么你想祷告？
Why would you want to pray?
因为你的心想祷告。
Because your heart wants to pray.
为什么想要？守道理。
Why would you want to observe the teachings?
因为你心里面告诉你要守道理。
Because your heart tells you to do it.
所以心如果保守住了。
So if you guard your heart,
你一切都会保守的住了。
You can guard everything else.
心呢，就好像一个源头，一条河的源头。
Heart is like the source of a river.
我们知道任何的河，哪一条河都有一个源头。
We know that all rivers will have a source.
它那个源头可能只是一个很慢流的一个泉源。
And perhaps the water current at the source is very, very slow.
但是越流越大，这个河就越来越宽。
But it goes downstream, and as the river widens,
但是都是从那个源头流出来的。
The current might be more, and then all the waters comes from the source.
所以我们每次在神的面前，我们要思考神啊，我的心有没有保守住。
So every time when we come before God, we must give thought.To whether we have guard our heart.
有没有不好的意念？
Whether we have any bad thoughts.
因为如果一个人改变，是先从他的意念改变开始的。
Because for a person to change, it must start with his heart.
好的改变也是从心开始。
Good change will begin with your heart.
不好的改变也是从心开始。
Bad change will also begin with your heart.
那我们要求神检查，要拿走里面哪些不好的意念呢？
So when we ask God to search us, what kind of bad thoughts do we ask the Lord to remove?
我们来讲几点。
Let's talk about a few points.
第一点呢，我们要求神拿走我们心中啊贪婪的意念。
First point is that we must ask the Lord to remove the greediness in our heart.
因为贪婪呢是人一个不好的品性之一。
Because greed is one of the bad characters of human being.
魔鬼知道人都有贪心。
And Satan knows that greed is in every one of our hearts.
世界上没有几个人是不贪心的。
There are very, very few people in this world who are not greedy.
有人是贪财。
Some people are greedy for money.
很喜欢钱。
Some people love wealth.
有人是贪名，很喜欢出名。
Some people are greedy for fame.
有人是贪吃，喜欢吃很多。
Some people are greedy for food.
有人是贪玩。
Some people are greedy for fun.
无论什么各样的贪心都是不好的。
They are all types of greediness and they are all bad.
其中以贪财啊，最容易被魔鬼利用。
And among all the different types of greed, the greed for money is the most dangerous type for Satan to use.
我们看这个约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章第二节。
John chapter 13 verse 2.
十三章第二节。
John chapter 13 verse 2.The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. We know that here Jesus was washing the feet of the disciples.
主耶稣洗之前呢，已经记载这句话了。
And before he washed their feet, Jesus recorded, this was recorded.
魔鬼已经将卖耶稣的这个思想啊，这个意思啊，放在加略人犹大的心里。
That the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus.
为什么会放在他的心里呢？
Why did devil prompt Judas to do so?
为什么不放在别人心里呢？
Why did he not prompt other people?
因为犹大有点贪心。
Because Judas was greedy.
犹大一开始是很好的。
Judas was a good man to begin with.
值得信任的。
He was trustworthy.
所以说才选择他来看守这个钱囊。
So Jesus asked him to watch the money bag.
但是人是会变的。
But a person can change.
每一个人都有机会变，如果不小心的话。
Everyone, if they're not careful, has an opportunity to change.
不贪心的人有可能会变很贪心的人。
A person who was not greedy can change into a greedy person.
其中让人家变坏的就是钱。
And something that can really corrupt a person is money.
犹大贪心。
And Judas was greedy.
每天拿着那些钱。
Every day he looked after the money.
他在想啊，这个钱如果是我的，是多好。
And he thought how wonderful it would be if I can have those money for my own.
跟着耶稣没有什么收入。
I follow Jesus, but I have no income.
有别人的捐款。
But people donate to us.
多少拿一点。
And I just take it more or less.
一开始拿一点点。
At first I just took a little.
主耶稣没有发觉。
And Jesus didn't notice.
没有讲话。
Jesus didn't say anything.
没有刑罚我。
Jesus didn't punish me.
那个贪心就越来越大了。
And the greed grew more and more.
就越拿越多了。
And he began to take more and more money.
到最后啊，那个钱囊里面的钱已经不足够他了。
Eventually, the money in the money bag could no longer satisfy him.
里面的钱到底能够有多少？
How much money could it be in the money bag?
不是很多啊。
It couldn't have been much.
所以他的那个贪心呢，越来越大。
So his greed grew stronger and stronger.
到最后呢，他想卖耶稣了。
In the end, he wanted to betray and sell Jesus.
但是我们要知道，这句话告诉我们。
But we have to know that this statement it tells us.
要卖耶稣这个意念呢，不是犹大自己想出来的。
That this thought to betray Jesus did not come from Judas on his own.
是魔鬼啊，把这个思想放到他心里面的。
But it was the devil that planted this thought in his heart.
所以我们要知道，有时候很多我们不好的思想啊，不是出于我们自己的。
So we have to know that a lot of bad thoughts don't come from our own.
有时候你会想，哎呀，为什么我会这样想东西？
Sometimes we wonder why we think about this.
这个不是从自己来的。
It doesn't come from us.
也不是从神来的。
It doesn't come from God either.
是从魔鬼来的。
It comes from the devil.
因为魔鬼知道他贪心，
because devil knew that he was greedy，
所以把意念放进去他里面。
So devil planted this thought into his heart。
所以到最后啊，他连耶稣都可以给卖掉。
And in the end, he could sell even Jesus Christ。
这个告诉我们一个很重要的观念。
This tells us a very important concept。
人真的不能贪心的。
A person really can't be greedy。
如果一个人贪心的话，
if a person becomes greedy，
他的眼睛好像完全瞎掉一样。
His eyes will be blinded.
他会看不到什么是重要的。
And he wouldn't be able to see what is the most important.
有一个故事这样讲。
There's a story that goes.
有个人呢，很喜欢黄金。
There was a person that loved gold.
每天都想说我要很多黄金。
Every day he was thinking about how to get more gold.
好像一个痴呆子这样，我要多一些。
It's really like a fool that keeps thinking that I want more gold.
有一天呢，他就拿着一个包包。
And one day he carried a bag.
跑到 mall 里面。
Went into the mall.
跑到那个金铺里面。
And went into the goldsmith's shop.
在白大白天呢。
And in broad daylight.
把里面的金子都抢走。
He robbed the store and took all the gold.
放在他的包包里面。
And put in the bag.
然后叫他就走出去，慢慢的走出去。
And then he walked away slowly out of the store.
当然了，警察就马上就来了。
And of course the police came quickly.
把他抓住了。
And captured him.
就审问他。
And they interrogate him.
他觉得很奇怪。
And he thought that it was so strange.
警察觉得很奇怪。
The police thought that it was so strange.
为什么你要打劫金行？光天白日的，有那么多人面前，你都这样子来打劫、啊、
？Why did you choose to commit this robbery in broad daylight？
他怎么回答
？And how did he answer？
他说：“我只看到金子，没有看到人啊。
”I said, he said that I only saw the gold. I didn't see all the people around me.
这个是个比喻的故事。
Of course, this is just a parable.
但是这个不是犹大的那个翻版吗
？But isn't this just like Judas？
犹大只看到30块钱。
Judas only see。Judas only saw the 30 coins.
没有看到爱他的主耶稣。
And he didn't see Jesus who loved him.
犹大看到30块钱。
Jesus saw 30 coins.
没有看到这30块钱会改变他的命运。
He didn't see how much this 30 coins would change his life.
没有看到这30块钱会让他失去一切。
He didn't see that this 30 coins would lose who cost him his life.
失去他的生命。
Cost him everything that he had.
他的灵魂。
Cost him his soul.
他的使徒的职分。
His status as a disciple,
他的名誉,
his reputation,
什么都没有了,
he lost it all.
最后连那30块钱都不见了。
In the end, he lost even the 30 coins.
因为他花不了, 花不到那个钱。
Because he couldn't spend the coins.
自杀死掉了。
He committed suicide.
所以一个人贪心的话, 他的眼睛马上瞎掉。
So when a person becomes greedy, immediately his eyes will be blind.
今天我们不一定会去卖主耶稣。
Today, we might not go ahead and just sell Jesus.
但是我们会不会也有贪心让我们这个信仰会受到亏损。
But do we also have greed in our heart that will corrupt our faith?
有时候我们事业，工作放在头脑里面。
A lot of times we think about our career.
哎呀，聚会的时间越来越少。
And we become, we attend the service less and less.
有时候我们想工作尽量忙一点。
Sometimes we want to be busier at work.
忽略了自己的家庭。
And we neglected our family.
忽略了身边爱你的人。
We neglect those around us who love us.
我们知道这个社会是非常竞争的。
We know this society is very competitive.
尤其是经济很不好的时候，大家更努力的工作。
Especially in economy downturn, everybody works very hard.
但是当然在更努力的工作的时候。
But when everybody works hard,
也很容易忽略了身边的人。
It is very easy for us to neglect the people around us.
当我们的工作事业越成功的时候。
And the more successful we are in our work,
越顺利的时候。
The more smooth it gets,
也很容易忽略身边的人。
The easier it is for us to neglect the people around us.
对，有一句话是这样说啊。
So there's a saying that goes.
你不要爱你的工作，爱你的事业。
Don't love your career.
为什么
？Why?
你生病的时候，你躺在医院的时候，你的工作不会来看你。
Because when you are ill, your career won't come and visit you at the hospital.
你同事来，顶多只是来一两次而已。
Your colleagues may come to visit you once or twice.
谁会照顾你？
But who is going to take care of you?
谁会爱你?
Who is going to love you?
不是你的工作。
It's not your career.
是你的家人。
It is your family.
我们要离开世界的时候。
When we are going about to depart from this world.
我们什么都抓不住。
There's nothing we can grasp hold of.
我们的亲人也抓不住。
We can't grasp hold onto our family.
只能够抓住主耶稣。
We can only grasp hold of Jesus Christ.
所以我们有没有因为这个贪心啊，来把主耶稣啊，或者说我们身边的家人啊，看得比较淡啊？
So have we let greed into our heart and it lessens the care we have for our family and Jesus Christ?
提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
第九节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 9.
提摩太前书六章九节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 9. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction.
第十节。
Verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
这里圣经告诉我们对钱财的观念。
Here, the Bible tells us the concept for money.
我们可以拥有钱财，但是我们不能贪恋钱财。
We can have money, but we must not, we must not go after them.
啊，第九节说，那些想要发财的人很容易陷在迷惑里面。
Verse 9, it says that people who want to get rich can easily fall into temptation.
为什么这个世界有那么多骗人的那些所谓的骗人的党啊，或者是对那些坏人？
Why are there so many professional con men and women in this world?
人不是都很好骗吗？
Aren't people very easily deceived?
谁最容易骗？
Who are the most easily deceived?
不是没有读书的人容易骗。
It's not those that don't have high education.
最近不是社会上那些财经界都有那些什么的很出名的骗徒骗局，把那些最聪明的人最有钱的人都骗了很多钱吗？
Recently, we have a lot of con men that arise in the financial world that deceived money out of the wealthiest in the world.
大有大骗，小有小骗，都有人上当了。
There are people who deceive others out of a lot of money, and there are people who do it for less money.
骗徒啊，他知道一个不变的原则。
And those con men, they know a principle that doesn't change.
人有贪心的本性。
That there's greed in human nature.
所以我给你很好的那个利益。
If they promise to give you a lot of good benefits.
一次两次，你尝过了，你一定会继续下去的。
And once or twice, when you receive the benefit, you will continue.
所以啊，不贪绝对不会被骗。
So if you're not greedy, then you will never be deceived.
啊，上个礼拜我收到一个 email.
Last week, I received an email.
他说 ，Mr. Young， 恭喜你。
And the email says that, Mr. Young, congratulations.
收到我们 Google 公司的这个 promotion， 这个奖品。
You've received the promotion from Google.
50万英镑又送给你。
And it's £500,000.
哇，来跟我们联络。
And please contact us.
啊，还有 email 地址啊，这样的。
And he supplied a reply email address.
我看都不看，马上 delete 掉了。
I just deleted it without reading it in detail.
一看就是假的。
Because I knew it was fake.
啊，所以会主动上门告诉你中了50万。
Who would just email you and tell you that you have won such a big prize?
真的给你，你也不敢要。
If it really give it to you, you probably wouldn't dare to take it.
啊，更渴望，根本不可能给你的。
But in any event, nobody would give you such a large sum of money.
很多人中计。
But a lot of people fell into this trap.
所以这圣经讲得很清楚，不要想发财。
So the Bible tells us very clearly, do not just want to get rich all the time.
钱财可以累积，可以用很辛苦的工作把它累积起来，但是不要说想很短时间之内，哇，我不用工作就变很多钱。
You can work hard to accumulate your wealth, but do not try and be obsessed with getting rich overnight.
你常常想发财，就是不用工作，很舒服的，钱就变很多的话，你会很烦恼。
You feel obsessed with getting rich, then you will have a lot of worry.
第一，你很容易被骗，对，说迷惑，好像陷在迷惑里面。
And also, you can be easily deceived, and here it says that you will fall into temptation.
第二，就算你得到那个钱财了，但是你的私欲会越来越大。
And second, even if you have received those money, your desire will grow more and more.
会陷在败坏灭亡当中。
And you will plunge into ruin and destruction.
如果还不醒过来的话。
If you don't come to your senses.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这个贪财啊，是万恶之根啊。
It tells us that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
圣经不是说钱财是万恶之根，不是这样。
Does not the Bible tell us? The Bible doesn't tell us that the love of money is the root of all evil.
不是 money itself.不是 money 是万恶。
The Bible doesn't tell us that money itself is the root of all kinds of evil.
钱财不是罪恶。
Money itself is not evil.
但是贪财才是罪恶。
It's the love of money that is evil.
是你的贪心害死自己。
It's the greed that you have that will lead you into destruction.
啊，心里面只是想说更多的钱财。
In your heart, you are filled with the love of money.
很容易离开道理。
And it will easily lead you astray from the truth.
还有会很愁苦啊。
And it will bring you a lot of worries.
明明有了，够了，但是还不够，但是很多愁苦。
You will have some money, and then you will never feel content, and therefore you will be pierced with many griefs.
祷告的时候常求主，主啊，我有没有贪心？你要告诉我。
So in our prayer, we must always ask the Lord, Oh Lord, have I become greedy? Please tell me.
有没有看到别人的东西，我都很想要，很想要，要跟别人一样。
Do I see some things that others have, and I want them as well?
有没有对我自己现在拥有的东西很不满？
Have I become discontent with what I have?
对我现在的房子很不满。
Have I become discontent with the house I live in?
对我现在的车子很不满。
Discontent with the cars I drive.
对我对那太太很不满。
Discontent with my wife.
别人都比较好。
And you saw what other people have, and you think they're better.
主啊，帮助我拿走我的贪心。
Oh Lord, please help me remove my greed.
让我有感恩的心。
So that I can have a heart of thanksgiving.
第二种意念要拿走的就是淫乱的、脏的意念。
And the second concept we must remove is that of the evil and adulterous desires.
我们看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 27. Verse 27. You have heard that it was said, "Do not commit adultery."
二十八节。
Verse 28.But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
啊，主耶稣告诉我们不可奸淫嘛。
Jesus tells us, "Do not commit adultery."
啊，奸淫就是配偶以外发生的这个性行为。
Adultery is to have sexual relation with something with someone who is not your spouse.
啊，不可奸淫是十诫的第七条。
Do not commit adultery is the seventh commandment.
这旧约呢？如果有人犯奸淫被抓到了，是要用石头打死的。
In the Old Testament, if somebody commits adultery, the punishment is by death.
奸淫呢，是所有道德当中的罪当中是最严重的罪。
Adultery is the worst of all sins.
啊，新约时代呢，如果有信徒犯奸淫被发现了，就要除名，他要失去他的教会的会籍，也会失去他的永生。
In the New Testament, if someone commits adultery, he will be excommunicated, and he will be deemed to have lost his opportunity to receive eternal life.
虽然没有真的是用石头给他打死，但灵命真的像好像给打死一样。
Even though he won't be stoned to life, but his spiritual life will be stoned to death.
那不可奸淫这四个字实在太简单了，大家都知道不应该这样做的。
But do not commit adultery is four simple words. It seems that everybody knows not to do it.
但是为什么自古到今呢，很多人不断的重复陷到这个陷阱里面呢？
But how come from the ancient days to today, everybody, a lot of people repeatedly commit adultery?
啊，不是普通的人而已啊。
It's not just ordinary people.
啊，无论是出名的人啊，属灵的人啊，伟大的人啊，都很容易犯这个错。
Whether it's the famous or the spiritual, they very commit this very easily.
啊，之前有一个明星啊，他也出轨了。
Recently, there was a celebrity.
啊，他告诉记者们啊，我犯了天下男人都会犯的错误。
That had an affair, and he told the reporters that I have committed the sin that all men in this world will commit.
啊，真的，没有信神的人很容易犯这个错误。
And it's true that for non-believers, it's very easy for them to commit adultery.
有信神的人也有犯这种错误的。
Even with believers.There are those who commit adultery as well.
就是信了几十年的老信徒去犯这个错误的。
Even believers who have believed for over decades have committed this sin.
甚至很懂道理的圣职人员也有可能会犯这个错误的。
Even devout ministers who knew the teachings well have committed this sin.
所以证明啊，这个不是知不知道的问题。
So it proves that this is not a matter of knowledge.
因为大家都知道这个是不好的。
Because everybody knows that this is not good.
大家都知道做这个是失去永生的。
Everybody knows that this will lead you and make you lose eternal life.
但是为什么人会去做这种事情呢？
But why do we still commit adultery?
所以主耶稣给我们一个预防的这个动作，预防的这个方法。
So Jesus teaches a method to prevent this.
二十八节啊。
In verse 28.
只是我告诉你们啊，你看到妇女起淫念。你的心里就已经犯奸淫了。
But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
这个奸淫的这个行为呢，是从他的意念先开始的。
The act of adultery begins with the thoughts in your heart.
常常有人说啊，一个人的身体出轨之前呢，他的头脑已经先出轨了。
It's often said that before a person commit adultery with his body, he already committed adultery with his heart.
身体先出轨跟头脑出轨呢，那个时间可能有分差的。
Perhaps there's a time difference between when you commit adultery with your body and when you did so with your heart.
啊，犯奸淫有两种的情况。
There are two situations where you will commit adultery.
啊，一种呢，就是不该看的东西看太多了。
The first is you look at things that you shouldn't look at for too long.
第二十八节啊。
Verse 28.
啊，第二十九节啊。
Verse 29.
这是你的右眼啊，看到什么让你跌倒的，你赶快挖出来。
If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away.
为什么呢？
Why do you have to do this?
如果你不把这个眼睛的问题解决的话,
because if you don't solve this problem with your right eye,
不该看的东西越看越多啊,
and you look at the things that you're not supposed to look at,
就很容易犯奸淫,
and it would be easy for you to commit adultery.
那个意里面的意念呢太多了,
because the adulterous thoughts filled your heart.
这种的有点像那个大卫他犯奸淫那个情况。
And this is a bit similar to when David committed adultery.
他没有计划要去犯奸淫的。
He didn't plan to commit adultery.
只是呢，就是不小心看到女人洗澡。
But unintentionally, he saw this woman bathing.
这个女生又很漂亮。
And this woman was beautiful.
他看到一眼，应该就说：“哎呀，不要再看了，求主原谅。”
He saw her, and he should have covered his eyes and shouldn't look at her no longer and pray for forgiveness.
他继续去看。
But he continued looking at her.
越看就越想得到。
And the more he looked at her, the more he wanted to have her.
因为他是王, 所以没有什么人他是得不到的。
Because he was the king, and he could have anyone he wanted.
他就犯罪了。
So he sinned.
所以这种奸淫呢, 是跟眼睛有关系的。
So this kind of adultery is linked to what you look at.
所以要防止这种淫念呢, 要先从防止我们的眼睛开始。
So in order to prevent from having these adulterous thoughts, we have to start with our heart, with our eyes.
我们在社会上的一些媒体啊, 电视啊, 电影啊, 杂志啊, 还有网站啊, 很多很多这种色情的资讯。
We know that there are a lot of pornographies in the multimedia today, such as from the magazines, from the internet, from the TV or movies.
好，连广告也是一样。
Even from the advertisements.
反正你没有想那个东西的。
Initially, you're not thinking about those things.
但是这个媒体不断的要激起你的欲望。
But this media kept wanting to rouse your desires.
为什么年轻人或者是社会上那些人那么现在那么淫乱呢？
So why are there so many adulteries committed among youth and also other people in society?
媒体淫乱了，社会就淫乱。
Because when the multimedia convey this message of adultery, the society will change.
所以要防止淫乱，要先从防止我们的眼睛开始。
So to prevent adultery, we have to begin with watching what we look at.
你不要以为说啊，看一点点没什么关系，我不会去想的。
Don't think that I just look at a little bit, I won't think about it.
我不会去做的。
Don't think that I would just won't do it.
看多了就会去做了。
When you look at it for too long, you will go ahead and do it.
但是淫念呢，也不止于只是说哦，你看那个东西发出这种淫念而已。
But adulterous thoughts is not limited to the adulterous thoughts that you have when you look at something.
刚刚我怎么讲过了。
I've just mentioned it before.
另外一种那个奸淫呢，就是出轨的问题。
Another type of adultery is, you actually commit adultery.
心中先出轨。
You commit adultery in your heart.
肉体之后才会去跟着。
And then your body follows.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
现在的社会的风气太不好了。
The society is very polluted today.
还有现在人与人之间的, 异性之间的, 接触机会也太多了。
And also there are a lot of interaction between different genders today.
工作上有很多异性在身边。
At work, we're surrounded by people of opposite gender.
朋友, 同学,
among friends and among classmates,
甚至教会, 教会里面,
and even in church.
人呢, 相处久了, 就会有感情。
When you spend a lot of time with a person, then these feelings will grow.
我们知道一句, 感情是培养出来的。
We have to know that feelings develop over time.
你有机会跟他相处, 你就会有感情。
If you have an opportunity to spend time with someone, then you will start to have feelings and love for this person.
如果你跟身边的异性相处久了, 单独相处久了,
so if you spend a lot of time alone with an opposite sex for a long period of time, then gradually you will have feelings.
你明明知道不应该这样想的,
even though you know you shouldn't have this kind of thought.
但是因为你常有机会跟他接触,
but because you often have this opportunity to spend time with this person,
单独的,
alone,
哇, 这个感情又出来了,
then feelings will grow.
有时候你会看到说，你没有看到这个异性，会心中好像缺点什么那样的。
And sometimes you feel like if you don't see this person, it seems like you are lacking something in your heart.
虽然那个不是你配偶。
Even though this person is not your spouse.
但是你好像很想念他。
But it seems like you miss this person so much.
很想在网上跟他聊天。
You really want to get on the internet and talk to this person.
很想跟他讲心事。
You want to tell this person your secret.
你心中先跟他出轨了。
And this is adultery of the heart.
虽然肉体什么都还没有做,
even though you haven't committed anything with your body.
就是魔鬼把这种不好的意念放到人的心里面,
but the devil has already planted this evil thought into your heart.
尤其是现代人啊, 他们可能婚姻啊, 因为工作的关系啊, 分离两地。
Especially for the modern day people, because of their work, they often have this long distance marriage.
魔鬼更容易会试探引诱。
And it's easy for Satan to tempt and induce you to sin.
我们常常要祷告主耶稣。
So we have to often pray for Jesus Christ.
主啊, 我要得救, 我要灵命, 我要永生。
Oh Lord, I want to be saved. I want to have spiritual life. I want eternal life.
如果我心里有什么不好的意念,
if there's any negative thoughts in me,
如果我心里对任何的异性有什么不好的想法,
if I have any thoughts that I shouldn't have towards an opposite sex,
主啊, 你的光照要照清楚。 让我知道, 让我把它帮我除掉。
Oh Lord, please shine your light on me and remove this sin from my heart.
不要让任何的不好的意念在我心里面。
Do not let any offensive thoughts brew in my heart.
如果大卫啊, 他那一天遇到这个试探引诱的时候, 马上有这样祷告的话,
if on the day when David met with this temptation, he immediately prayed.
也控制他的眼睛的话,
and he controlled his eyes,
大概他不会犯那个罪。
Perhaps he wouldn't have sinned.
所以他后来啊, 才有这个诗篇啊, 他说, 哎呀, 主啊, 你要求你鉴察我的意念。
So later he wrote a psalm that says, which says, O Lord, please search me.
啊, 这里说, 躺下, 我们再看回来, 139篇, 第二节。
Let's turn back to Psalm 139, verse 2.
哦, 第二节, 我坐下, 我起来, 你都知道。
Verse 2, you know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar.
我行路, 第三节, 我躺饿, 你都要察我。
Verse 3, you discern my going out and my lying down. You're familiar with all my ways.
一个人的思想啊, 不会因为他身体停止而停止。
A person's thought will not stop with his body.
你什么都不做, 坐在那边看电视, 你的头脑在转动。
Sometimes you just sit there and watch TV, but your brain is working.
你就躺在床上, 你的头脑会在转动。
Even when you lie in bed, your mind is working.
主啊, 你要清楚, 你要监察我的意念。
So, O Lord, please search me and examine my thoughts.
第三种意念要求主监察了。
And the third type of thoughts that we must ask the Lord to search us for,
求主啊, 除掉我们生气, 愤怒的这个意念。
Is our anger.
我们看路加福音第九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
51节。
Verse 51.
51读到56节.
From verse 51 to 56. 51. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. 52. And he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. Verse 53. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. 54. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them? 55. But Jesus turned and rebuked them. 56. And they went to another village.
啊, 这是主耶稣去到这个撒玛利亚的村庄里面。
Here it describes how Jesus went into a village in Samaritan.
为什么主耶稣去撒玛利亚的村庄？
Why did people went into a Samaritan village?
为什么主耶稣要去？
Why did Jesus went?
很可能是主耶稣想要传福音给那个村庄里面的人。
Very possibly Jesus wanted to preach the gospel to the people there.
但是那里的人不接待主耶稣。
But the people there did not welcome him.
因他面向耶路撒冷。
Because he was heading for Jerusalem.
所以信仰上啊, 撒玛利亚人跟犹太人啊, 他们是不容纳的。
Because the Samaritans did not get along with the Jewish people in terms of their faith.
犹太人觉得撒玛利亚人是杂种, 不是纯正的犹太人。
The Jews felt like the Samaritans was a mixed heritage and they are not pure Jews.
撒玛利亚人呢,觉得你们犹太人也没有什么大不了的。
And Samaritans think that Jews are no better than them.
不用去耶路撒冷, 我们这里也可以敬拜神。
You don't have to go to Jerusalem. We can just worship in Samaria.
啊, 所以不接待主耶稣啊。
So they refused to welcome Jesus.
不接待主耶稣的意思就是不给耶稣饭吃, 不给耶稣地方睡。
This means that they refused to provide lodge for Jesus or meals for Jesus.
也代表说不给耶稣面子了。
Also, it means that they were not willing to receive Jesus.
所以门徒雅各约翰就很生气。
So the disciples John and James were very angry.
他就求主耶稣了，可不可以啊？学以利亚这样，求火从天上降下来烧死他们这些人。
So they asked, "Can we be like Elijah? Lord, let's just call down fire from heaven and destroy them."
但主耶稣骂他们了。But
Jesus rebuked them.
主耶稣不是常常责备门徒，但是这一次要严严的责备门徒。Jesus
didn't rebuke his disciples very often, but he did it this time.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
你们的心如何, 你们并不知道。
He said that you do not know what kind of spirit you are of.
诶, 有时候, 门徒真的是, 或者我们会像门徒一样。
Sometimes we act just like the disciples.
我们不知道我们的心是想什么。
We don't know what spirit we are of.
为什么生气？
Why do we get mad?
我们生气的时候不会晓得自己为什么生气。
When we get mad, usually we don't know why we do it.
我们只知道很生气，但是不知道应不应该这样生气。
We only know that we are furious, but we don't know why.
现在主耶稣来救人的，不是来灭人的。
But Jesus came to save, not to destroy.
人家不给你吃，你就生气。
If just because somebody doesn't provide you with meals and you get so mad,
人家不请你去他家里你就生气。
They don't receive you into his house and you become so mad at them.
不给你面子你就生气。
They don't honor and respect you and then you were so mad at them.
我们人的生气常常都是这些啊，不是什么大事。
This is the source of a lot of our anger today. It's no big deal, but we get so mad.
人的生气就是因为我们内在的自我受伤。
We become mad because of self-esteem is hurt.
哎呀，刚才跟你讲的这句话。
I've just told you this.
哎呀，你受伤了，你生气了。
And it hurts this person.
请大家吃饭，不请你一个，哇，你很生气了。
If someone invite everybody to a meal but left you out, and you become very mad.
不给你面子，很生气。
If they don't respect you, you are very mad.
你开车开到一半，前面那个人没有打灯切过来，你要刹车，很生气。
If you're driving and the car in front of you change lane and just cut off in front of you without the signaling light, you become very mad.
其实不是什么大事。
It's no big deal.
这是心里面的自我受伤了。
But your self-esteem is hurt.
所以啊，火都烧起来了。
So you're burned with anger.
所以我们要求神常常提醒我们自己啊。
So we have to often remind ourselves and pray for God to remind us.
我们到底为什么事情生气？
Why are we so mad at?
值不值得那么生气？
Is it worth for us to get so mad?
还是没有什么大事情可以让我
说。 Or is it just a small matter and you can let go?
主的心哦，真的是不会因为这种小事情生气。
We can see that Jesus was not easily angered by such a small matter.
所以主耶稣常常都很有平安在他心里面。
So Jesus often had peace in his heart.
啊，因为主耶稣的意念呢，都是已经清理过了，圣洁的，平安的。
Because Jesus' heart and thoughts have been purified, and his heart was filled with peace.
门徒啊的心却是不平安。
But the disciples' heart was not so.
所以我们要求主耶稣保守我们。
So today we have to pray for Jesus to guard our heart.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
二十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26.
以弗所书第四章二十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26.
生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry.
圣经讲得很好，生气却不可以犯罪。圣经不是说不可以生气啊。
The Bible says it well. In your anger, do not sin.
不可能不生气的。
It doesn't say do not get angry ever. It's not possible.
生气是很自然的。
It's natural to get angry.
只是你要怎么样控制你的生气。
It's a matter of how you control yourself in anger.
好了，生一下就好了，气一下就好了，不要气太久。
You might get angry, but let it go after a short while.
要把它删掉，把这个热，把这个火啊，删掉。
Don't let it dwell in you. Let it go.
如果你这个生气的意念呢，你把它继续放在头脑里面。
If you keep this angry thoughts in your heart,
有一句话叫什么？越想越生气。
And there's a statement that says the more you think about something, the more angry you get.
你不想，你不会想，头脑呆呆的，不生气。
If you don't think about it, then you might not get mad.
你很会想的，他怎么可以这样？
But you keep thinking about how can this person do this to me?
怎么可以这样对我？
How can he do this?
哇，你就越想就越生气。
Then the more you think about it, the more angry you get.
那么这个意念，意念有在里面。
Because the thought is in your heart.
然后你就很想要行动。
And then you want to put it into action.
因为生气啊，如果那个气压，我们知道气压太大的话，到最后就爆出来了。
We know that if something has a very high pressure, eventually it will explode.
所以生气很容易犯罪的。
So when you get angry, it's very easy for you to sin.
生气的时候讲话一定讲错话。
When you are angry and you speak, you will speak the wrong words.
想想看，上次你讲错话是什么时候？
Then think about when was the last time you spoke wrong words.
有时候很生气啊，跟夫妻吵架。
Sometimes you're so mad when you fight with your spouse.
啊，跟父母吵架。
When you fight with your parents.
跟儿女吵架很生气啊，讲出来的话，哎呀，不应该讲。
Or when you fight with your children and you said something that you shouldn't have.
啊，前几天呢，在我听一个新闻，在安大略省有一个政府的官员。
And a few days ago, I heard about news that there was a government official in Ontario.
开车啊， 开到一个路口，跟一个骑脚踏车的人呢、啊、口角，都吵起来了。
He was driving through an intersection and he was engaged in an argument with a cyclist.
不晓得怎么样的。
And we don't know what turned from it.
那个骑脚踏车的人就他的手啊，就牵着他的车啊，就给他拖着这样跑啊。
But the cyclist's hand was caught in the car of this official, and the official dragged him along with his car.
啊，到最后又不晓得怎么样的，那个人就被那个车给撞死了。
And then somehow, eventually, the cyclist was killed by the car.
啊，那警察当然来抓人了，到底是什么事情？
And of course, the police came to investigate.
啊，他就说我是无辜的啦。
And the official said I was innocent.
但是马上要在政府里面的官员里面就辞职了。
But immediately he resigned as a government official.
为什么会发生那么多事情？
How come so many things happened?
当然我们不晓得谁对谁错啊。
Of course we don't know who started the fight and who was in the wrong or right.
就是先从吵架开始的。
But it began with a fight.
因为两个人都不认识的。
Because those two were strangers to each other.
就是有了吵架。
But because they fought.
就有了行动。
And they put their anger into action.
可能一个就想象一下了，可能一个就很气啊，说哦，你这样子，我抓住你，我不走。
Let's imagine the scenario. Perhaps one of them was so mad that they put out his hand and grabbed onto the car.
另外一个说你跟我好，我加油，我看你跟了多久。
And said that you can't go. I won't let you go. And the other one is so mad and say, okay, if you hold onto my car, I will just take you with me along with the ride.
一个死掉了，另外一个也不好过。
And so one was killed, and then the other one's life is severely affected by this.
就是因为一个生气。
And it's all because the anger in their heart.
所以我们生气的时候，主啊，你帮助我，让我不要生气。
So when we're angry, we have to pray for the Lord to help us and to let go of our anger.
最后，我们看回来诗篇一百三十九篇。
Lastly, let's turn back to Psalm 139.
一百三十九篇。
Psalm 139.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
听读。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts.
二十四节。
24. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
这两句话是非常非常好的祷告。
These two verses are very good prayer.
每天的求主监察我。
Every day, pray for God to search me.
有没有贪婪的意念呢？
Do I have greed in my heart?
有没有淫乱的意念呢？
Do I have adulterous thoughts in my heart?
有没有生气的意念呢？
Do I have anger in my heart?
有没有什么不好的行为啊？
Do I have any bad deeds?
然后引导我走永生的道路。
And then lead me in the way everlasting.
我们唱诗244首。
Let's sing hymn 244.